I'm gonna kick it up a little bit.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yes. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio in for Steve Cochran today. And, of course, you heard the bam, kicking it up a bunch of notches. Notches unknown. I am very, very excited. If you're a regular listener of my show, you know that I love to cook, and you know that I'm obsessed with the Food Network, and I have been for many years. And one of the first breakout stars on the Food Network is Emeril Lagasse, who has gone on to not just be a renowned chef and restaurateur, but an entrepreneur of all kinds, an author, and a TV star. And I am very excited to welcome Emeril to the show. Emeril, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Nick. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Now, how many times a day does somebody say bam to you?
Well, it depends what kind of day it is, what's the weather like, but I get it a few times, Nick.
Your new book is called Essential Emeril. I have many, many, many of your cookbooks, Emeril, and they're just great. This is a beautiful-looking book, and I want to mention here, we are in Chicago, and I want to mention that you dedicated this book to the memory of Charlie Trotter. Talk about your relationship with him and why the book is dedicated to him.
Well, Essential Emeril is my latest book, just out a few weeks ago, of my favorite recipes and really just a lot of wisdom from a journey, say, of about 30 years. It's not really a memoir. It's just a dynamite cookbook with great technique. And, of course, Chicago native Charlie Trotter, one of my best friends on the planet, unfortunately passed a year ago. Charlie and I cooked a lot at Charlie Trotter's. We cooked a lot in New Orleans. We cooked a lot all over the world. And speaking of the world, there's a lot of stories in the book that also talks about a lot of journeys. And a lot of those journeys that I had as my career evolved was with Charlie. And so I felt just so touched that I wanted to dedicate this book to Charlie Trotter. God bless him, and God bless Chicago for probably the guy that was in the forefront of really starting American cuisine and great cuisine, not only in America, but in the world.
You know, when you put this book together, Emeril, was it hard to whittle down the recipes? I'm sure that you wanted to include a lot more than you actually could in the book. Tell me about how that process was for you.
Well, I couldn't fit everybody in the book. I mean, there was so much more, so many more people, so many more stories, but what you have here is really solid foundation of people that have influenced me, dishes that have influenced me, experiences of my travel, of just cooking. And I share that with people and share lots and lots of technique that I think that you'll really enjoy it.
Can you give a shout out to the person that or the people that did the photography in this book? Because it is a gorgeous-looking book, Emeril.
Thank you. Well, I have a new publisher, and I worked with Time Inc., which was really a division of Oxmoor House, is really who my publisher is, which is a division of Time. I hooked up with an old friend of mine who has helped me edit the book, Pam Honick, and it was really the responsibility of a lot of people at Oxmoor, Time Inc., who helped me design it. We went into the studio, and we actually, cooked the dishes, and then we shot the dishes, ate the dishes, critiqued them, and then we probably went back. And there's so many people who's responsible for this. Kelly and Quentin Bacon did the cover. Cedric Angels was the lead photographer, who was just awesome. Really just an amazing, amazing book. And I'm glad that you brought that up, Nick, that the photographs really speak for themselves, but the recipes are even more.
Mm-hmm. Essential Emeril is the latest book, and I've got many of, I'm sure as many people who are listening have a lot of your cookbooks, Emeril. Let me talk about the first days of Food Network. I was there pretty much from the beginning. I started watching the Food Network back in 95, and you were obviously, to me, like you were the king of that, and I was obsessed with the Food Network. What was it like from the beginning of the Food Network? Did you guys know that it was going to take off and become what it is now? Had anybody have any idea how huge it was going to be?
Well, you know, I would have to say, first of all, no, because when I first told people that I was going to be a part of this network that was going to be all about food 24 hours a day. They absolutely thought I was nuts. And I had been called out by some pretty famous people, which I'll remain nameless right now, that, what are you doing? You can't be doing this. You're selling out the profession, et cetera, et cetera. And so I remember in the beginning days that it was really big to obviously to open up the viewership in New York City. And then we hit 1 million homes, and then we went to 5 million homes, and then it was like, whoa, what's going on here? And then I remember the journey, you know, 10 million, 15 million. I remember the journey with a lot of people that were involved and responsible for that growth. And I was just, I'm very fortunate to be a part of it. And, from the beginning to see where it is now. Nick, it was really about, as you know, being, you know, watching the shows. It was really then about cooking, about understanding and making a spring roll and roasting a pork loin the right way and what you could do with it. And so I think we've gotten away a little bit from that right now. I think that it's become more of competitive television as opposed to cooking or food television. But you know what? Everything evolves. I think, Nick, that it's going to go back there. But, man, what a journey. It was really wonderful being a part of it. And now when I see, when I travel in the United States and I see people that come up to me and now they're 30 years old or they're, you know, in their late 20s and they say, you know, I watched your show with my dad, with my grandfather, with my grandmother. You really taught us how to cook. I can't even begin to tell you what a feeling that is, Nick.
Well, the Food Network is responsible for my incredible interest in cooking. I never really cooked. I never cooked anything until after 95, Emeril, and you're one of the biggest influences in that regard. And it's a great thing to begin cooking on your own. It's hard to explain to people how gratifying it is, don't you think, Emeril?
Oh, it's really. I cook every day. It's like you said. It's so gratifying to be able to see something from start to finish. But then more importantly, to see the expressions of your family, the appreciation of your family and friends when they just sort of get this and nurture it and love it and the smiles. You know, I have to tell you, Nick, as a cook, I can't wait for you to cook out of this book. Essential Emeril is dynamite. There's not one recipe in the book that I could take out of the book. It's that good.
I'm looking forward to it. I have it right in front of me, and no one's getting it, by the way. I just want you all to know that this book is coming home
Amen,
with me.
Amen, brother.
The first time I ever had Chateaubriand was at Emeril's in Vegas.
Ah.
Oh, that's what a way to start, huh?
Yeah, beautiful. You know, and Emeril, you know, talking about going to your restaurants, my first honeymoon, I was married twice, but my first honeymoon was in New Orleans. We went to New Orleans, and I went to your flagship, your Emeril's, and it was back in 1996, and it was seriously, to this day, one of the greatest meals I've ever had in my life.
Well, I'll tell you, it's Emeril's is, we're past the 25-year mark now, working on 26, and I have to tell you, probably one of my proudest things that I can say today and is that the restaurant almost 26 years later is better now than it was 25 years ago.
Amazing. Well, it's a great experience.
We worked so hard at it every single day, every detail along the way. I have a great chef there, David Slater, great people there, Kevin DeLon, our general manager. It's better today than it was 25 years ago.
That's great. It's hard to believe because it was so damn good 20 years ago when I went. Essential Emeril is the name of the latest book. Everybody should pick it up. It's the holiday season. It would make a great gift. You can follow Emeril on Twitter, @Emeril. Emeril, a real honor for me to interview you, man. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. You go. Thanks. Have a great day. Keep cooking, brother.
All right. Thank you, sir. There you go. Emeril Lagasse, everybody. He's the king.